This goes to Caitlin, Katelyn, Geitman, Geitmanpac, fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Darryl, Darrell, there's only one L, Darrell, K-9, it's K-A, N like November, I, N like November, E. Date of birth, August 31st, 1941. Dear Ms. Geitman, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. K-9 with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, history of long-term oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, and weight loss, recent weight loss due to poor appetite. His consultation was done October 4th of 2023, and today he's having a telemedicine visit for follow-up. He is on a few new medications since his consultation. Of course, Celebrex has been stopped. He's on Norvasc, 5 milligram daily, magnesium, 400 milligram daily, omega-3 fatty acids, 2 daily, vitamin B12 once a day, pills. I also want to highlight maximum dose of lisinopril, 40 milligram daily. And he uses regular Tylenol, no more than 1,500 milligrams of Tylenol in 24 hours, and Tramadol is 50 milligram three times a day for the pain. He also is feeling well. He is trying to eat better, but he has lost 6 pounds over the last 2 months again. And his wife is trying to encourage him to eat more frequently in high-calorie foods to help him avoid further weight loss. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. He does have a heart congestive heart failure, but that appears to be stable. No edema. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medications were previously reviewed. Physical exam, weight 145 pounds and blood pressure 137 over 79. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 10th, 2023. Creatinine was 1.76, slightly improved. Estimated GFR is 36. Iron studies were normal, as well as B12, slightly above normal, 1,060, folic acid greater than 20, calcium is 9.9, protein to creatinine ratio is normal at 0.09, albumin is 3.5, his phosphorus is 3.9, immunoglobulin kappa values are 4.29, the lambda value is 1.75. Actually, that's the ratio, and the lambda free light change are 2.45, all attributable to chronic kidney disease. Immunofixation showed no monoclonal protein detected. Hemoglobin is 12.5, which is stable. Normal white count, normal platelet. Retic count is normal also. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We do want him to continue to have lab studies done every 2 to 3 months. Two, anemia of chronic disease. We don't generally treat that until levels get less than hemoglobin of 10, and then we can use Epogen or IV iron as indicated. Three, weight loss of unknown etiology. This is most likely not secondary to chronic kidney disease, as the degree of dysfunction is not low enough to cause that symptom. So the weight loss and poor appetite should be investigated further. Four, hypertension, stable, and history of long-term NSAID use, NSAID. and the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.